right, cool.
Here we go. This is best threesome ever with Late to the Party and Digital and Vellum.
Late to the best digital threesome party ever.
And Vellum.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Late to the Party, an unreliable guide to geekdom with your hosts, Rob
Bernadette.
Sorry, weird.
I just took over our show.
I feel weird.
And a sadly missing member.
Yeah, and a sadly missing Joe. And several guests, because we're doing this show on all of our podcasts.
I mean, is it officially a guest? Because there are two podcasts going simultaneously that are recording
right.
this. I guess the only one who would technically be considered a guest would be moi.
That's true.
From Digital and Vellum. Check me out on YouTube. Subscribe to me.
Which is true.
Wow,
so
that was
welcome
super smart.
To best threesome ever.
I'm Nick.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Kevin.
Yay! I love it when we do our super happy beginning. Hey, I do have to say, best. We're still sponsored tonight by Minds Eye Comics.
Down in Burnsville?
Egan, asshole.
Fucking tard.
Sorry, I couldn't help
it. It's in Egan, Minnesota. It's a great place.
Yes,
I have a feeling we're one Burnsville away from being unsponsored.
Nah, I think they like it.
Was it that Burnsville? I hope not.
It's Egan. It's like Burnsville Jr. So this podcast is going to be a little bit different. We're going to do unedited. There will be no cuts. You'll hear all of our ums and ahs. And
I also apologize in advance for everything Rob can and will say.
Pretty much, because normally a lot of it's edited out.
Because this is live at Convergence 2016 from our hotel room. Woo!
Yay!
And we still have our clothes on.
Boo.
Currently.
Right?
Well, we have an hour to do
this, so really. Wait.
Can someone hand me my alcohol?
There we go.
Yeah, I'm feeling you.
That's the first thing about Digital and Vellum is I drink
is
on everything.
So heavy on the rum that it looks like a Killian's Irish Red? Okay.
Hey, I mixed it with Sprite.
We're all here at Convergence 2016 in Edina, Minnesota.
Bloomington.
And we're all drinking.
I thought it was Bloomington. Not
I know. Bloomington.
Burnsville, Egan, Bloomington, Edina.
Rob is not a cartographer. Leave him alone.
Well, to be fair, the Snapchat filter does say Edina.
Yeah. Oh. Also, there are signs outside that say it's fucking Edina.
It might have an Edina address considering Edina's like right over there.
It's right there.
Right.
Are you saying I could sneeze and hit it?
Yep. The Doubletree does say Doubletree in Bloomington, though.
Does it?
Yeah,
it
does.
To be corrected.
Huh. I think if you look it up, though, I think it's actually it says Minneapolis, though.
Oh, my God.
It's weird, yeah.
This place fucking sucks some days.
People stupid.
Fuck the Twin Cities.
Fuck
the Twin Cities.
But
you don't even know what
here.
City you're fucking in. Maybe that's why they call it the Twin Cities, because nobody knows where they're at.
So if the sound is weird and off tonight, it's because we're all actually holding our mics, because we really don't have a table to sit around and put the stands on.
We could sit around the bed, but that'd just be weird and awkward.
Yeah.
Like we did with the video that we did live.
Right.
We just got done with a live video on digitalandvellum.com. Everybody just shared it, where we talked about something fun, but the camera was in my hand the whole time and super shaky, and people were jumping on the bed, so that was fun.
It was
hilarious.
Fun.
It's kind of like watching a Jason Bourne movie.
So for those listening who don't know what the fuck we're talking about when we say Convergence, what Convergence is obviously a convention of sci-fi,
fantasy.
It's everything encasing nerddom, and that's kind of why this is one of my favorite conventions, because it's not just like an anime expo, it's not just sci-fi, it's everything, and that's where it's kind of nice, because you get everything kind of in one.
Hold on, Kevin, I have a really important question.
Yes.
Nick, would you please hand me my sock? My foot's getting cold.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Anyways, if you are of the geek persuasion, this is the place to be on the 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
We've all been here for years and years and years, except for Bernadette.
I'm a first-timer.
Oh, this is your first time, too?
It is. Be gentle.
I'm not alone.
No, you were in a kilt. I can't be gentle.
We even have the probably not going to talk, but might pipe up if she feels she has something to say. My co-manager for the Stockades, where I met most of these assholes, Joanna, who is dressed in an adorable and confusingly sexy My Little Pony garb.
I feel kind of like a brony.
A little bit.
Walking around with her. I'm like,
I've got like half a brony.
I don't get it, Rob.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is that a tail, or are you just happy to see me?
¿Por qué no los dos?
Right. Hey. Yeah. There we go. There's Joanna.
So
the other reason we're here, too, is we're also starting our Geek by Numbers. It's officially launching when, Rob?
It will be launching after Con, once we have video up for we have video ready. But the Facebook page will be live. You folks will be hearing this after the Facebook page goes live. So the Facebook page is live now. Just go like us on Facebook. We are at Geek by Numbers.
Geek by Numbers.
If you go into... just search it in Facebook. It'll come up. We are the one with the 20-sided dice die on the profile picture, and it's on a number one.
Speaking of
which, we're all critical
if
failures.
You have to be here at Con, even though I'm not used to talking in the future. There are ribbons going around for almost all of our groups, so Geek by Numbers should have one, because I took care of that, as well as the Digital Envelope one, which is Baby Got Books, because I'm a nerd. And then Best Threesome Ever has one as well.
A very popular named.
Yes. Right. I think we're going to, and we've already gotten quite a few likes.
These bitches are going to go out themselves.
Right. And that's going to be the fun part, is watching my phone die of battery with all the, if we hand these all out, which is 200 of them, my phone will die with all of the likes on,
for
Best Threesome.
For, yeah.
Right. So,
wow.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah, no, that sounds good.
Like I'm hoping that 200 likes, you know, and most of them stay. And forget that they liked us. Get them when they're drunk. Get them when they're drunk.
That's my hope for this weekend.
That is always my motto.
Get them I'm going to get drunk later.
And that's how we met.
Weird.
Yeah.
Because I was using that motto that day.
I think we both were. We're both terrible. Yeah, we're both terrible people.
Wow, I used the same joke within 5 minutes. I don't feel good about that.
You shouldn't.
Witness?
New material.
Yay!
Drink.
Unedited.
No, because that's just going to encourage him to say it more. Don't drink if you hear witness. In fact, spit it out.
That's what she
you
said.
You never spit. Wait,
witness
always swallow.
No comment.
No, thank
that's
you.
That's a yes.
So should we actually talk about something, or are we just going to bullshit?
I mean, we could talk about something.
So
or
now
we
that
just
we've done all
riff.
The intro bullshit, we can actually talk about something.
Well, I mean...
Well, there's one last topic that we should probably talk about a little bit. It was mentioned on the live video of ours. One of our side projects for us getting together as Geek by Numbers to support and grow, and that would be your pet project there, honey.
Yes. Which I've talked about, of course, on Best Threesome Ever, but if you listen to Late to the Party but not Best Threesome, which, why would you?
Wow. Did you just start a rivalry between the shows? I don't think I can be involved in that,
I think we can. I think it's got
to
go Sharks
and
Jets
style. I
think it
has to be between you, Kevin and Nick, versus Bernadette and Joe, and I feel sorry for you two. I can't be involved because I'm part of both shows.
Dude.
I concede.
Wait, is Joe... we call him Notskins? Is Joe a theater person?
He has a doctorate.
Well, fine, but we are theater people. We're going to do the Sharks and Jets style. We'll win because we can outdance you.
Well, and he's not here to really stand up for himself, so we can come up with whatever rules we want.
All right.
And I would concede, you guys have a pretty bomb show. Like, I don't know if it's better than Late to the Party, but it's like up there.
Wow. Well, I'll
I'm so
that.
Sweet and kind.
And then kind of backhanded. You know, it is nice, though, because at least at Best Threesome Ever, all three people know what they're talking about in the subject.
Oh, you can suck my dick.
I'm sorry, what just happened?
I totally missed it because I was fighting with him over the Sprite.
Yeah. What just happened? Try again. What?
You don't need to repeat it. I'm done with you, Kevin.
I'll have to hear
the rivalry is on. It is on.
That is purely in jest. If there's anything I love doing, it's nerdy education. So having somebody and I guest hosted on Best Threesome Ever. It was actually a lot of fun because every time she
Late to the party.
Late to the party. And every time she rang that adorable buzzer, I got to talk about something I love, and it was actually a really fun experience.
You didn't bring your buzzer with you?
Oh no. We've got the buzzer.
Oh,
hang on. I'm pulling
that's
it up.
Exciting.
All right, so you know what?
I promise that was entirely in jest, because if there's anything I love, it's educating people and things that are nerdy.
So before we get into the lair, I think maybe it's important for our respective audiences to know about the other show.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, Nick, why don't you guys talk about Best Threesome Ever for a second?
Sure. I mean, people are listening should know our show pretty well. It's started with me, you, and Kevin, and we talk about all things nerdy and geek culture and review a lot of movies and discuss our hate for Ghostbusters, the new version. And
ooh, it looks so bad.
And I did want to say that for the first time ever, Kevin has mentioned Crystal tons of time, and now we finally get to hear her.
Yay,
and you've mentioned
true.
Bernadette and on
and
Best Threesome.
And now Best Threesome Ever gets to hear her for the first time.
These people really do exist.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And then my girlfriend who lives in Canada.
That means he's gay.
For a second, say hi.
Hi.
Good enough.
Love it.
And then it wasn't Kevin doing his normal girly voice either.
No, it wasn't.
That's weird.
It was our backup female. Hi, honey. I love you.
Love you too.
Yay.
What's funny is up until like senior year, like my voice took forever to drop, but I was also like a power tenor in choir, so I didn't care. But I used that to my advantage because right. I would pretend to be my mom and call in sick for myself all the time.
See, I just learned how to forge signatures.
I did because our theater director had a really slappy signature, and I you know, anytime I wanted to get out of class or anything, I'd just say, oh yeah, he has to go work in the theater and then sign her name. Sorry, nice. Shelley.
So that's...
not sorry, Dad.
For the Late to the Party listeners, that's Best Threesome Ever. For the Best Threesome Ever listeners, you guys know my voice. But I also do this other show. Actually, I started this show first, and then Kevin bitched at me about doing Best Threesome Ever.
For real, though.
I think we discussed it at Fest.
We have... discussed on Best Threesome Ever how Late to the Party got started.
It
but
definitely spawned from a copious amount of my bitching, though.
Yeah, it did.
Kevin just wants to get his voice
that
out
is
there.
How Best Threesome Ever really started.
That's okay.
But Late to the Party started from actually a car ride that Bernadette and I had.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you kids call it this day?
No, it was really a car ride. We were driving.
Bernadette, did you have a ride in the car?
Yes. I don't know what you're implying.
She's implying sex.
Sex.
Oh, no, not the sex. Never the sex.
She's a good Catholic girl.
Yep.
Good Catholic girl.
Her eyes were lying to me.
Yep, and I'm a good Catholic boy either. I'm not going to marry her, so I can have all the premarital sex I want.
Snap.
Not like her. I'm just her. My girlfriend that lives in Canada.
And that seems a lot of super convenient.
And now yes. We watch.
Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover.
They just God damn it. Nikki and Raja celebrated their 5-year wedding anniversary. Anyway, continue with.
Anyways, sorry. So,
not like we ever get sidetracked.
So, Late to the Party started from a car ride in which we were going to this coffee joint that we hang out at sometimes. And I realized that every time I was talking about something weird and nerdy, that she would just go...
I'd get this glassy look in my eyes, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're saying right now. Like, this is a foreign language.
Right. And she would just say, I need an English button, which is why that became our button on Late to the Party. And
I'm kind of disappointed. I thought it was like the Staples button when I listened to your podcast.
Really?
That was easy sort of thing. That would have been nice. Yeah, you're easy.
maybe you should get a Staples button.
Behind the magic.
Yeah, wow. I'm sorry. So we went to this coffee joint, and our buddy Joe was there. And Joe was hanging out, and I said, Joe, I have this great idea. I want to start a podcast in which we tell Bernadette all about the cool things that are in geekdom that we know about. And it sort of spawned from that and from that conversation and an idea of an XKCD comic. I wish I was lying, but really it came from this XKCD comic. Go look it up. It's called 10,000 People, I think. It's a couple panel comic where it says the basic premise is that when someone doesn't get a reference that you're making in a movie or book or TV show, don't get upset at them for knowing it. Tell them that they're one of the 10,000 people who learned something new today or discovers a new thing today.
Well, that sounds a positive turn.
That sounds like being nice.
What?
We're actually pretty nice over on Late to the Party.
Oh.
Ha!
You know, I'm not nice at Digital and Vellum, but that's just because it's just me.
Well, yeah, no, that's fair.
So I'm just going to cut in and tell both of your audiences a little
awesome.
Bit about me.
Do it. Yeah. By all means, do it.
I am a booktuber on YouTube, a.k.a. I talk about books on YouTube.
And what are your sites? What are your links to your sites?
I have everything on social media blasted under Digital and Vellum. So YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Snapchat, Goodreads. I can keep going.
And it is Digital and Vellum.
Digital and Vellum.
Because when I first
Where did that name come from, anyway?
Yeah, good question.
It's a great question.
It's a very good question, and this is the first time it's actually been asked to me. Huh? It is the earliest form of, or one of the earliest forms of I'd say record keeping, other than, you know, stone carving or papyrus. Vellum is originally made from tanned animal hide, and that sticks around for centuries and centuries. In fact, I got kind of mad that the British Parliament just changed its policies from writing all their legal documentation on vellum to now an archival paper. And that means that if they were to have done that with the Magna Carta, we would not have it around. And the archival paper is only good for about, I think, 200 years. Mm. So it's one of the first forms to write on. And you guys are doing other things.
Sorry.
But whatever.
No, I'm listening to you.
Super special.
We are listening.
We just found a thing to talk about.
Digital is obviously, you know, the e-readers that are out nowadays, computers, that sort of thing. So it's taking it from the earliest forms of writing to the current forms of writing. And how I like classic things. I've read a lot of classic literature all the way up to the newest things. I don't read fanfic, though, which is an oddball for me being a booktuber, because I know that they do a lot of fanfic as well as young adult. So,
I was gonna say,
do you not do young adult as well?
I have been starting to get into young adult books, but
you did the Sword of Summer.
I did do the Sword of Summer, and I've done a number of other books too, like Dorothy Must Die, which is an interesting take on the Wizard of Oz.
I was going to say, is that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the Selection series, which I just like squeed about for 45 minutes live a couple months ago with one of my girlfriends. And we just talk about, I love talking in the multiples because it's just me. I love talking about books. Week. And I read all the time. If I read less than 7 books in a month, it's odd for me. And so I do reviews, I do collections, I do tags, and I just love getting people into reading as much as possible. So that is what I do.
Reading Rainbow. I was going to say something about Parliament when you mentioned Parliament.
What about Parliament?
Well, I was going to say that you were sad that they stopped using vellum, but they still have lines on the floor. Do you know what those lines are for? Anybody?
No, go ahead.
Keeping them awake.
So in Parliament, if you ever see pictures of Parliament, there are lines on the ground and they sit on two sides. Each party sits on each side. Those lines on the ground are the exact arm length for somebody with a sword, so they can't stab each other.
Oh.
And those lines are still used today. Can't pass the line. Can't cross the line.
Huh.
Yeah, right.
That's super neat.
We need
super
lines in our
random
show.
Random facts. I'm really good at Jeopardy, kids. Let's fucking go.
We need to do trivias one night.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wreck it.
Right?
Well, I was going to say we should like do a trivia team or something.
Geek
be
by
so
Numbers
smart.
Trivia team?
We'll just go around the cities and dominate.
Yes, our Harry Potter specialist right here.
Or literature related, I got.
I don't read.
And Bernie, that's our Harry Potter specialist.
I can do Harry Potter and other things.
I got Star Wars and just stupid fucking facts. Lots of stupid fucking facts.
I'll take politics for 500, Alex.
Fuck politics.
I could still do it.
So anyways, what's your contribution, Kevin? Because everybody else has said what they're going to bring to this trivia thing.
Yeah, the
literally
layer.
Everything else.
No.
I'm a bastion of random facts. I can tell you basically any date of any kind of when anything started entertainment-wise. Most things revolving around U.S. and some world history.
So I think Kevin and...
geography.
Wow. So I think Kevin and Joe would be our closers, because Joe is also very much like that.
Yeah, and you're also... You seem to know a lot of... You definitely know a lot more names than me. I know that. What's the other... I had it, and I lost it. Fuck.
Wow.
Fuck. Sorry, Kevin. You're a smart man.
In the sky. I can go twice as high.
Oh my.
Take a look. It's in a book.
I'm reading Rainbow.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
That's because you are like 10 years younger than us.
You seriously have not seen Reading Rainbow?
She has no idea.
No.
She's young.
What?
I know, but it lasted for a long time, and it's coming back.
She's just a baby.
She's only 23, honey.
Thank you, Stunt Joanna.
Thank you, stunt stand-in girlfriend from Canada.
We're on the lucky 10,000 today, and we get to show you something new later.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go.
Look at us being positive.
Way to bring it back around.
Let me just ask you this. Have you watched any Star Trek?
I have watched the original series of Star Trek, And then he made me watch some dumbass.
Don't blame that on me.
I have a feeling she's about to say something super offensive.
I was just going to make a fighting.
No. What did you make me watch?
Okay, so I have to tell the story, and it is not my fault. I wanted to introduce her to Next Gen. Okay? Now, she says stupid ass. What episode does that remind you of?
The Gates McFadden, where she meets that Harlequin romance novel guy.
No.
Because that was the worst episode.
Try harder.
That was the worst episode in existence of TV.
That is absolutely not true. Encounter at PowerPoint.
Oh, so the first.
First one?
Yeah. The first one.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was a very weak opening. Amazing from there.
Right. It does.
I was going to say, if that wasn't the episode, the Gates McFadden one, I thought it was the one where Wesley has to, like, all of a sudden leave the Enterprise.
Oh, or he becomes the
God, it was so...
Goes to the different plane of existence.
Nobody cares. Will Wheaton.
That was like when he was... And of all the people in that universe, he wore the most different... Wait. He wore the proper most English amount of different uniforms.
Drink more.
Not possible. True.
No?
The award for most differentiating uniforms goes to Ms. Deanna Troi.
Oh, that's fair.
Who
that's
had the purple thing, the blue thing, the light blue thing, the actual uniform, the secondary actual uniform, the uniform with the skirt, the uniform with the pants.
But after she became commander, she wore the uniform more regularly.
But if we're talking full scope.
Yes, I agree with you.
Wesley just wore that stupid Cosby sweater and then the gray thing.
Did
he not wear a Cosby sweater?
Then it was a question about whether or not he was in, because he wore his red regular uniform as an ensign. And then he went to Starfleet Academy, and then came back, but then he was still in a different uniform.
Because he was the first one to wear the negative uniform that they ended up using for the Next Gen movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The all black with the red top.
Okay, getting back to how I created this whole rant, do you recognize that gentleman right there from Reading Rainbow?
Oh, no, but I wish I did.
Did she just show him a picture of LeVar Burton?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Bernadette wants some Kunta Kinte penis. I don't blame her.
Dude, that's the second time you've made a Kunta Kinte reference today.
That is the second time I've made a Kunta Kinte reference today.
Sir, his name is Toby.
Oh, wow.
This is why we usually edit shit, guys. Because Rob says shit like that.
Jesus.
It's a line from the fucking movie.
I know, but we all knew the connotation.
Are you
leaving me?
She's going to go to drink. Yeah, I'm going to find her at 10. So.
Stunt Joanna is leaving us.
Ooh, your nose is cold.
Goodbye.
Weird.
Where's the panel? You have to text me the panel. Where it is.
Right. Well, anyways, so no, I don't know Reading Rainbow.
Okay, that's sad.
It is sad, actually.
It is very sad.
I think there's some on YouTube.
I might...
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never did the educational television as a child. Didn't do Sesame Street, didn't do Reading Rainbow.
It was straight episodes of The Wire and 6 Feet Under?
No, it was South Park.
Like, you're that old. That's bad, too.
That was my childhood, South Park and Simpsons. And doesn't that explain a lot?
Right.
So much.
You're right. So very much. Okay, so I want to bring up this thing that I just showed Kevin and Nick, and I'm sure Crystal and Bernadette have absolutely no opinion on this, so I'm sorry for excluding the two of you on this. I'm really, really sorry. Although you might, because it does involve Harry Potter.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so the news I just found on Facebook was a trending topic of Tom Felton.
Draco Malfoy,
of course. In season 3 of The Flash, Tom Felton is getting a series regular role as some CSI that we've never heard of. Like, the name has no...
not in the comic, not in anything else? No. Not in the Marvel Universe?
Nope.
Weird.
Why would it be in the Marvel Universe?
Or DC, sorry.
There you go.
Sorry.
Way to be shitty about it. I love it.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how I work.
But Kevin made a reaction, and Nick
was of joy.
Yeah.
I was kind of like I don't...
Then Nick made a reaction, and it was of horror.
It was pretty bad.
It surprised me because of... I mean, I don't know. Same guy. I don't know.
Why did you just try licking the screen?
I didn't try and lick the screen.
She tried to lick the screen a little. Bernadette has an official crush on Jordy LaForge.
Awesome.
Yes, she does.
With or without the visor?
Both. I don't care.
Why would they make him wear this?
You know, when I was growing up, those old alligator clips, I used to put them across my
that's
eyes.
Because that's what, they used.
Yeah. Every human being did.
That's right? What they literally used.
No, they used an air filter from...
I
thought they used... Yeah. The original one was like the hair clippy thing.
An air filter.
Oh, I think I remember that fact.
I swear it was... I could be wrong. I'm not Star Trek. Anyways, Draco Malfoy is going to be in Flash, and you were saying,
I was saying that Draco Malfoy is going to be in the Flash, and he's not a character that we've ever heard of, but he will be a CSI, which means he'll be working closely with Barry, instead
of Barry as Flash.
Yeah.
Possibly like a new partner.
Maybe I don't know
to take over Patricia. Was that?
Oh, Blondie
McChoochoo.
Why Blondie McChoochoo?
Because I come up with nonsense names and I can't remember their character name.
No, that's fair. Patty What's Her Nuts.
Yeah.
I like Blondie McChoochoo
Hottie
better.
McTown, who left and made me very sad.
Right? she was great for Barry, and I'm very upset about that.
I'm totally Team Iris. I can't help it.
Really?
Oh, she is beautiful.
You have... I mean, you're biased. That is my answer. but yeah, Tom Felton will be joining the cast, and it'll be interesting because is he going to keep the accent? Is he going to do an American accent?
Oh, God, I hope not. Please just be British. Please just be British.
Yeah, please just be British. Oh, my God, there's a flash in my face. Oh, that hurt.
Speaking of English actors, I was recently rewatching one of the Dark Knight movies. I think it's the first one. Oh, yeah, it is the first one, where Batman meets that little kid on the...
Joffrey?
Yeah, he meets Joffrey right on the balcony. Yeah, a kid that in Batman, where he hands him the little... Nobody's going to believe
this. Yeah, no, I knew that.
Yeah, it's Joffrey.
Yeah.
I forgot that, and then I saw it, and I was like, oh, look, it's Joffrey. By the way, did everybody catch up on Game of Thrones?
Oh,
no, hush your faces.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Shh, shush.
People are going
to
think...
I think Bernadette has to leave the room.
Oh, fuck. Come on. Come on.
I am seriously like two seasons behind.
Oh.
Then leave for like 5 minutes.
No, does she? I mean.
I will really? Go and leave for five
there,
minutes.
Are we going to reveal anything? You? Are we going to reveal anything that. I mean.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
But I mean, like. Because
I have.
It's going to matter.
It's going
to
matter.
Okay. I was just trying to be fair to Bernadette.
It probably doesn't need to be 5 minutes, honey.
It probably doesn't need to be 5 minutes. We're like, quick. Like, we're. Yeah. Bernadette, we're dudes.
You know what? Fuck it. I really don't care.
All right.
Spoil it all for me.
So I want reaction sounds from Bernadette's mic every time we reveal some new thing.
Cersei turned into my favorite for like 5 seconds, which
why?
Is odd.
Why?
5 seconds of being the best, because that's how you fucking do separation of church and state, bitch.
No! No! What are you guys talking about?
So Cersei blows up the castle, or
the church.
Boom.
Yeah. With some serious...
Literally, it went boom.
Yeah, with wildfire.
With wildfire.
She blows it up with wildfire.
There's a lot of people, important people
inside. The stuff that they used to pour on kids, and you can't do that on television.
You mean the ecto cooler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind
of
back.
So she blew it up with a lot of important people in it, and
including
that was...
my Marjorie.
No, oh, I know. She blew up Marjorie.
Marjorie's brother. And
Loras.
Father.
I literally don't care about any of those people.
I don't.
Loras? Loras was awesome.
I don't.
No.
Love Loras.
I
love Loras.
And then
love Loras.
Sorry. And then the other 5 seconds that I loved her was when she was like, shame. Shame.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah, shame. on the
at the very end.
Oh really?
On the septum
chick.
I don't watch the show. I just catch the synopsis.
So the nun sort of figure that was the one who would, you know,
torment.
Be cruel to her, torment her, follow
her
when she was walking through the streets naked, and was basically just a big old bitch to her. While of course she. Got the nun figure and trapped her down. And
she was already there, wasn't she? She was already at the castle already.
I don't think so.
I thought she was, because she was there to do something.
Funny story. So one of my very best friends, Kayla, is watching season 6 right now, literally binging it, and she's live tweeting me her reactions as she's watching it. 90% of them have been in caps lock. And
of course they have.
So I literally just got the text from her saying, and the next huge spoiler, Jon Snow is a fucking Targaryen. Oh my god.
Oh! Yes, that was
his popular fan theory.
Yes, it was a popular theory, but now it's fucking confirmed.
Those that don't know, so there's a popular fan theory that Rhaegar Targaryen and Lyanna Stark eloped. Or, you know, he kidnapped her.
Or he raped the balls out of her.
He raped her or whatever. And that produced a child. That child is now Jon Snow. Yes. The theory is called R plus L equals J.
But apparently, he might have a different name because she whispered a different name into Stark's Ned's ear.
But they think it still starts with a J. It's something that kind of is like a Targaryen version.
Jango? Jango?
It's Jango Fett.
Jango Fett.
Needs
Jango Fett Targaryen.
But no. And so what's interesting is now that we know that Jon Snow is Daenerys Targaryen's nephew.
Yeah.
Even though they're about the same age because her brother is way older than her. That brings a new light on the subject because there's this whole prophecy of the three-headed dragon.
Correct.
Now, a few of my coworkers and I have the theory that Tyrion's father is not Tywin.
Correct.
And that Tyrion is also a Targaryen, and they are the three-headed dragon.
But there's even... And there is another theory that says that even if...
Correct!
You are correct.
Your theory is right. I read it.
But there's another theory that says even if that isn't true, that because he is the Hand of the King... Or queen in this case,
Hand of the Queen.
He is the closest council member to Daenerys, and plus he already has the respect of the dragons because he walked down there and two of them didn't.
Wait! Queen? Hand of the Queen?
She has because she's the queen of Meereen.
Okay.
Yes.
The Pyramid City
and the
she has made Tyrion her hand. So when she becomes queen of Westeros, hopefully, because at the end of the episode. She and the Greyjoys and the
Sand Snakes.
Yes,
right. Sand Snakes and Tyrion.
That was an oops. The writers admitted that was an oops.
Okay,
but I believe in the theory that they met up in the middle of the ocean. Like,
right. I like that idea.
He was like, "Hey, you just saved me a trip. Pick me up."
No, that their fleets met up. The Tyrells part of their fleet. Because being the head
of the... So the Tyrells, the Greyjoys, the Sand Snakes, and Daenerys' fleet all have met up in the ocean, and they're riding to Westeros at the end of the
season. And don't forget her new girlfriend.
At the end of the season.
The Greyjoy girl, and she had a little flirty moment.
Oh, Yara?
I'd pay money to watch that. But I
really need to watch me some Game of Thrones.
The theory is that it doesn't turn out that... Because Tyrion's father was always like, "You're not my son, anyways." And but the theory is that even if that's not true, even if that isn't true, that the other Lannister dude is Tyrion's father, that he would still be able to ride the dragon because of his position next to Daenerys being the Hand.
Now,
wait, what if the third head is the
Jon Snow?
No, the second head is Jon Snow.
I'm sorry,
the first head is Daenerys.
Yep.
Jon Snow.
Yep.
Yep.
What if the third is actually just the guy from the Blackwatch? Maester or whatever.
Which dude?
The maester at the Black Watch from the first season.
Sam?
No, first season.
Oh!
Old dude?
Yeah.
No. He's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
He died. That's why I didn't watch. Killed. That's why I haven't watched.
Sam in the library. Sorry, bringing it back to the whole book thing. Oh my god.
There was two moments in that episode that made me actually brought a little tear to my eye. Was that scene. And not because he was walking in the library, because it was beautiful.
It was a beautiful library. And then I looked at Kevin and I was like, why the hell aren't girls allowed? I understand kids, but fuck that.
And did you notice the thing that was hanging in the library is the exact same thing that's in the opening title?
Yeah,
it was awesome. Yeah. And the second one was when Tyrion knelt down to Daenerys as being... I was like, that's awesome.
I don't have a sword.
No, but I got a fucking dragon.
Right.
Look at this big... I can just hear all the sex jokes coming already. He'd be like, look at the dragon between my legs.
Now, obviously, somebody has to kill Cersei. Now that she's queen of Westeros.
Yeah.
Because all of her children are dead because her son... Her last son, after watching his church explode and his wife die, decided to try and do the superhero landing out of the tallest tower.
Face first.
Did not see that shit coming.
No. I was hoping...
Tommen is dead.
I was hoping he was going
to
be a man.
The daughter that she sent away? What happened to...
Dead.
Oh, she got poisoned.
She got killed.
Fuck this shit.
I have no children left.
Oh, so in her rage, she takes over the throne as her brother slash lover comes back and is pissed.
So the question is, who is going to kill Cersei? Is it going to be Jaime, who now sees her for the fucking
cunt
she is?
Wow. I used a word.
And
I would use a word on her.
I really want him to be a good guy. Like when he's not with her, he's a great person.
Yes.
I want him to get with goddamn Brienne of Tarth because they would be in a great
No. Brienne of Tarth needs to go with that wildling.
Mm. Oh, Tormund.
Oh.
And then show it.
Yeah.
So, so is it going to be Jaime?
Big furry men.
Who has now finally seen her for what she is. Is it going to be Tyrion, who by God has earned it?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be Arya, who we've now found out because of Phil Chet Hogwarts?
Oh my God!
It's really fucking scary.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, Arya.
I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to feed you.
She walked away from it, but can still have the powers. That was amazing. I'm like,
I'm going to feed you a meat pie of your children, and then stare you in the face as I slit your throat.
With what she did on that little lesbian girl who kept beating her up, she
did.
Graduated.
She did, but then she walked away from it.
I want to stop listening to you guys talk now because I'm like,
it's stuff to look forward to.
We're ruining it.
I tried to warn you, honey. Then you got indignant, thinking that I was being mean.
We and now gave you an out.
I'm
stuck around.
Sorry. Wait. I feel bad now.
But she was like, I'm Arya Stark and I'm going the fuck home and then walk the fuck up. But she still has the powers?
And she
or she still knows how to use them.
I cannot wait for her reunion.
Oh my God.
Her brother and sister. Because they're just going to be like, what are you?
Right? And then
she'll just go, badass.
Rickon Stark, fucking zigzag, you. No shit. No fucking shit. I thought the same. I'm like, dude, who runs in a straight line? When you're running from arrows, you don't run in a straight line. He doesn't know about battle. Like, I understand it, but it didn't stop anyone from screaming.
But he knows how arrows work because he watched his brother shoot arrows all the fucking time. He's got to
doesn't
know.
Matter.
Zigzag.
He wasn't thinking straight.
He wasn't thinking straight,
clearly.
I'm still going to be mad about it, but still.
And by the way,
I was going to say, I'm
he was
still
thinking
super
zigzag,
sad
but ran
that
straight.
They brought Tonks back for like 2 seconds. Yes, I'm using the Harry Potter version. Just to kill her because she was an awesome character. And
you knew she was going to die. She had to die.
I know, but she was like getting her, like, her... Okay, the guys are freaking out, and I'm trying to have a point, and you're fucking ignoring me.
You're not talking to us. You're talking to the audience. Quit yelling at us for not paying attention.
But I'm trying to get your... We're
engaging you in conversation, and you never listen to us.
So
this is why I don't talk to late to the party.
Here's the thing. All you have seen, honey, is listening to our podcast. You don't see how we interact.
This is totally how we do it.
This is totally how we do it.
We bring up things to talk about, like in little asides. So so that
because
we don't pre-plan this shit. We just talk.
Right, we do just talk, and then we edit it later so it sounds good.
So this sounds like we know what we're doing?
So it sounds like there's some structure. We haven't
clue.
Not a goddamn clue. And usually it's me just sitting here, sitting back, listening to those two talk, and I just go, uh-huh, that's cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
That's not true.
I know, there is.
Nick's our Bernadette. Yeah.
But a lot of it, you guys talk about like the DC, which is fine. I'm okay with it.
I feel like I found a soul sister in Nick.
I'm the producer. I don't need to say a lot. I produce a damn podcast. So.
That was hot.
Crystal, go ahead.
I forgot.
Okay. I was going to say, by the way, in that episode, God, when Jon Snow, first of all, never touched by a fucking arrow. Second of all, stands up
He's
to swing.
Protected.
I know he was. Stands up to go to bat against a fucking bunch of horses coming at him.
And that was not CG.
No, it was not. There was 40 horses literally running towards him.
Awesome.
Dude has balls.
Right? Right? King. Okay, he can be King of the North. That's good.
Yeah.
He can be king.
Oh, God. That was. Yeah. And that the little Mormon girl, love that.
I would fight in her army, and I would die for that girl.
Yes. I can't wait, to be honest with you, though. If she's this good at such a young age, I can't wait to see what she does.
She's going to be amazing.
Right. I would just go see a movie just to see how good she is. Because it just, she, phenomenal.
I love that her sass face that she gives.
Oh my God, yes.
Ramsay is already a meme.
Right. Oh my God, so good. So good. And then the smile, I have to say this. The smile that Sansa gave when she was walking away from fucking the Bolton dude.
Oh, that shit-eating grin.
Ramsay, which is the same look she had when she walked away when she was no longer what's his nuts his bride to be, the king.
Oh, Joffrey's.
Joffrey's. The same fucking smile. I'm like, that's
oh, and good
poetry
in
motion.
Good for her for shooting down Littlefinger too.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Fuck Littlefinger.
Fuck that dude right in the ass.
Especially in Quantum Break.
Wow.
Wow. Bad reference.
Whoa.
Wow.
That was impressive.
Wow.
That was
very it's a very recent video game where he's the villain. You,
oh, cool.
You play Iceman from X-Men, and you are up against Littlefinger.
Huh.
Yeah.
Neat.
Nerd.
The gist. All
right.
All right, move on to something else. We are at Convergence.
We are?
Yes.
And we've already been here for a day. It's a little late on the night, but...
No, it's not. This is just starting, honey.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it's a little late on the night because I haven't eaten yet, and I really should be eating. But for those of us that have had a chance to walk around the con, anything you really like...
Being my first time, I'm kind of like a kid in a candy store, and I feel like I'm missing a lot.
Oh man, just you wait. We're gonna have some fun this weekend.
After this, we should go hit the party rooms.
I think it's very. Oh, yeah. I have a farm to go to at 10. So,
but
It's very impressive. It's very cool. I feel like I love like just walking around the hallways and seeing all the shit that the people put up. It's fucking amazing. The rooms. I've been in a couple rooms so far. What else have you seen? Just the pool area is amazing looking.
I was going to say, no, the stuff on the walls, like, we're walking around, and I, like, see something, and Rob is, like, 50 feet in front of me, and I'm, like, still looking at the walls, and just, like, sitting and watching all the cosplayers, I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my God.
Now that it's night, the cosplays are going to come out, honey.
And the little things, like, they put the turbo lift sign by the staircase, which I don't understand, because it should be by the elevator, but then, like, on the second floor, right by the escalators, there's like three brooms and a vacuum cleaner. I thought that was adorable.
Yeah, I got stuck at that for a while. I was like, I make a beeline. I'm like, is it a Firebolt or is it a Nimbus? I need to know right now. And Rob's like, dork. And I'm like,
although somebody clarify, on the vacuum cleaner, they have Sabrina. And I don't remember Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, writing.
I don't understand that either.
No.
It was, but the chick in Hocus Pocus, didn't she write a vacuum?
Mary.
Well, there were the three. When they got the replacement brooms, one got a regular house
Winifred,
broom.
Winifred got the house
mop,
broom.
One got a vacuum.
Sarah got the mop. And Mary got the vacuum.
Right, so shouldn't the vacuum cleaner say Mary then instead of Sabrina?
Oh, the reason why it says Sabrina. Do you remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch movie?
God, no.
I didn't watch the movie, no.
Okay.
I mean, I love Melissa Joan Hart, but no.
Well, when she becomes an official witch, one of the questions is that they ask her is, like, when is the best time to ride the vacuum cleaner? And they give the, like,
when
difference.
When you're alone. In, well, nobody else is around.
They're like...
That's what I'm calling you from now on.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I might be totally wrong. They're like a clear night, a stormy night, or some other type of night. And like the answer, it's been years since I've seen it, but I'm.
But does she actually ride the vacuum cleaner in the show?
I don't know. I don't think so.
See, I would have made the connection to Mary.
So would I. I would have made the Hocus Pocus connection because that's where I would have gotten it. I would have been like, oh, that makes sense. But anyways, it's clever. So what, I'm sure,
the
like
Mega
I said.
Maid. She's gone from suck to blow.
Oh my god, did you hear he's making another movie?
Yeah.
Is he? He's 90 goddamn years old.
Yes, he is. Happy birthday.
As of yesterday, yes.
Which is funny because the voice of that computer was, what's her name, from Gene Roddenberry's wife.
Majel Barrett.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I did know that.
Because then she goes, because you can totally hear it when they're doing the countdown, and she goes, 8, 6, and they're like, what happened to 7? She goes, just kidding. You,
oh, that's right. Here. It's straight up Majel Barrett. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So, Bernadette, what have you liked so far about Con?
Oh,
spending time with us.
What?
Me teaching you how to shimmy.
Yes, twerk. I think that has to be at least in my top one.
Yes.
All right.
So, learning how to shimmy was twerk. Probably the best thing. And then just... I don't know. There is a wonderful atmosphere around here.
That's
my favorite thing so far. It's this just energy of acceptance and excitement. And do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Or do I sound crazy?
Yes, no, something we all did the first time we came to Con.
I described it as I feel like a kid the day before Christmas. Like, I just feel like there's so much to see. I know I'm going to miss some stuff. Especially if I start drinking more,
oh, that's exciting.
I will definitely miss a lot. But I'm just saying that I there's a lot to see, and I'm actually kind of a little overwhelmed because I'm like, my neck's going to be very sore. It's going to be back and forth, goosebumping everywhere. And not from giving head. I'm sorry. I'm used to that. So
that makes one of us.
That's a wow. Head all around. Sorry. Anyways, so glad this is unedited.
Right? Funny story. I'm not the one who has the most embarrassing lines in this one. Weird.
Why is it embarrassing for a dude to want to give head? Why is that embarrassing? Kevin Smith talks about it all the time.
Giving head or getting head?
Either.
That works.
Just saying. Don't judge. Oh, I do have a funny story, though. So I'm in a kilt. Yeah, I know people can't see it right now. I'm walking out of my apartment complex.
Hang on. Kevin, would you like to start taking bets? It involves giving head and his kilt. So.
My girlfriend from Canada is coming down later.
Okay. So, Kevin.
And going down.
hang on. Pause it your theory.
Show your work.
How does this story end?
Show your work.
Well, I know that Mr. Nick is single.
Okay.
I know there's a lot of ladies here who love kilts.
True.
God damn, I think we can get this guy some dome this weekend.
And all my colleagues...
Where's my English button? Let's get into
it. Dome?
What is...
Blowjob.
Oh.
Did you need the button?
I bet she gives a great helmet.
So, anyway, so I'm walking out of my apartment complex.
Apartment complex.
There's a young lad and his mom walking in. Young lad, 6'7". And I can clearly hear him say to his mom, go, why is that man wearing a skirt? And mom says to the kid, actually, honey, it's a kilt. And we don't judge people for what they wear.
I fucking love that.
Wait. That was simultaneously so nice of her and so insulting. And, oh my
exactly.
God. That's amazing.
They thought it was all the nice thing, and I see it just like you. Was it insulting or was it a compliment? I don't know. Either way, I don't care.
Don't judge people for what they wear.
Yeah.
Thank you?
All right.
Question mark?
You say you don't judge, but it sounds like you're judging me right now.
I gotta get going.
All right. So I think we're gonna wrap this up then.
Sure. All right.
Yeah.
Well, we can do a part two.
Oh, we certainly can.
I think we'll do a part
once we're all
Kilroy gets here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all Joe.
Now that's in my head. Sorry.
Kilroy.
No, it's one of the first musical shows that I was in. Kilroy was here.
Yeah. I've never seen that show, read it, or anything. Know nothing about it.
Huh.
Oh my God. That's where I first learned about Kilroy. Oh.
Well, this has been late to the best digital threesome party ever.
And Vellum.
I'm Rob.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Nick.
I'm Crystal.
And I'm Bernadette. Welcome to the party. We win.
I don't have
She sounds like Rob when she says
like that.
Right?
I taught her well.
Bye, everyone. Have a good night. We'll talk later.
Bye.
Find us, good ribbons. We love you.
Views held here by the nerds of the best threesome ever do not necessarily reflect the views of men everywhere.